This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, BJP leader Madan Rathore said India's economy has become the fourth largest economy in the world. G.C. Chandrasekhar of the Congress alleged that the budget is not up to the mark and not as per the expectation of the people. Shambhu Sharan Patel of the BJP hailed the Union budget, saying that it will fulfill the expectations of the countrymen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, in a speech in the Lok Sabha, gave a comprehensive picture of how this year's budget will contribute to the nation's economic transformation. Sharing a video on social media platform of the Finance Minister's reply yesterday to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the lower house, Mr. Modi said Ms. Sitharaman emphasized on reform express, the support to MSME skilling, push to next-gen infrastructure and education, among others. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Industrial Relations Code 2020. The amendment aims to avoid any future unwarranted complication over the continuity of three laws which was replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia moved the bill in the House. Minister of State for Power Shripad Yesso Naik has said that India has moved from being a power deficit nation to a power surplus country. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. He said the Electricity Amendment Bill will be introduced soon, aimed at strengthening the power distribution sector through financial discipline. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the power sector has undergone comprehensive reforms since 2014. As a result, India has transitioned from being power deficient to becoming a power sufficient and even power surplus nation. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi to the LS that the leader of the opposition, the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, has been making statements without presenting facts or evidence in the House. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament premises, the minister said decisions regarding the privilege motion against Rahul Gandhi rest with the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. He said that Mr. Gandhi is behaving immaturely, whether in the House or outside the House. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India is at the cutting edge of technology and that this progress is possible only when both the government and the private sector encourage young innovators. He said this while addressing the Innovation, MedTech Innovation and Startup Showcase program in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal said India has opened up huge markets through various trade agreements and noted that most developed countries now have free trade agreements with the nation. Polling is underway for the 13th national parliamentary election and simultaneous referendum in Bangladesh amid tight security. Voting began from 7:30 a.m. and will continue till 4:30 p.m. at over 42,700 centres across 299 constituencies. Alongside electing a new government, voters are deciding on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter. However, critics say combining multiple reforms into a single yes or no question limits voter choice. Tight security arrangements have been put in place across the Indo-Bangladesh border districts of West Bengal in view of the general elections in the neighbouring country. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, closed deep in the red today. The Sensex plunged 559 points to close at 83,675, while the Nifty dropped 247 points to settle at 25,807. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Namibia in Delhi this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. Host Sri Lanka defeated Oman by 105 runs in a Group B encounter in Pallakkale this afternoon. And the Group C clash between Nepal and Italy is underway in Mumbai. Italy has won the toss and opted to bowl. In the FIH Pro League men's hockey, Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian team will take on Argentina at Rourkela in Odisha today. India began the campaign in the tournament with a 1-3 loss to Belgium at the same venue yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.